Welcome to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. True Wealth is a weekly program sponsored by Coins Plus. Coins Plus is a full-service precious metals broker-dealer located in Spokane, Washington. Coins Plus is committed to honesty and integrity in every transaction. Now here's the host of True Wealth, Kevin Wolter.
Hello again and welcome back to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. I'm Kevin Wolter, the host of True Wealth. True Wealth is a weekly radio program sponsored by Coins Plus in Spokane, Washington. Coins Plus is located at 3201 North Division Street inside of the Division Hill Clock Tower Plaza, one of the finer or finest coin and precious metals facilities in the United States. We're currently always buying and selling gold, silver, platinum, and palladium coins, all kinds of gold jewelry, dental gold, any kind of gold you can think of, old broken jewelry, gold nuggets, obviously gold coins. We buy any kind of old collectible coin. Foreign coins are fine. You know, we've got everything. And we are really emphasizing investment portfolios lately. A lot of people are making a solid, sensible move into the tangible assets a lot more. And it's more of a balanced long-term thought process. I think doing what I've done for decades now, I've seen a lot of changes, and there is a generation now that's been removed, and that's the Depression era generation. And when I first got into this decades ago, I was still buying from these people, and yeah, they were a little bit stretched, but it's an interesting generation because most of these people had wealth. They had tangible assets, wealth. They were afraid to spend it. They were afraid to lose it. I mean, the Depression had to be pretty tough. I think the most disappointing thing about the Great Depression was the fact that it was all intentionally man-made through pure idiocy. The Federal Reserve Act was passed by conning, conniving, and manipulating the people into thinking they had just gone through. Well, there was a pretty heavy depression in the 1890s, and then another one a little bit later. At least what people thought was a depression. Little did they know until the depression showed up on the scene. They had never experienced anything like it. Real depression is, you know, you get expansion and retraction of the market. That's normal. But what happened later on, once we got good old fiat currency going, is we had precious metals, you know, gold and silver initially as our money. And I'm sure a lot of you have heard about that Saddle Hill hoard, or Saddle Hill, whatever they call it, where the guys found almost 1,500 gold coins on their property down in California. And then we're foolish enough to talk about it, and now San Francisco Mint's basically almost claiming that it's all theirs and it was stolen by Walter Dimmock or whatever. I mean, that's an example of what that stuff is and was. You go back and you look, they're talking about that stuff's worth $10 million plus today, and they're right because there's good coins in there. And here's what you got to realize, okay? You've got about 1,450 coins in there. There's mostly they're $20 gold pieces, but there's a little chunk of $10 gold pieces in there. And the face value of what it was when it was initially, say, stolen or stored, whatever happened to it, okay? The initial face value was under $30,000, okay? Now, when you go back to the old U.S. coinage, you get about 1 ounce of gold per $20 face value because gold at the time was fixed at around $20 a troy ounce. So you got 1,450 coins, and the total face value was like $28,000. So, you know, you divide by 20, you got about 1,400 ounces of gold. If gold's $13.50 a troy ounce, that means the gold content of it is worth about $1.9 million right now. But the coins are worth well over $10 million. That's a 5 plus times 5+ fold return on those things. That's why semi-numismatic and numismatic coins are awesome. If they'd have put away that same amount of gold back then, which is not bad, but today they'd have about 1.8 million, but instead they've got well over $10 million. That's why we push semi-numismatic type products. Right now, semi-numismatic products really don't cost you a whole lot more than the gold value. But historically, time and time again, they've gone way above and beyond that, and lately they're not there, so there's great value. In addition to that, when you're building portfolios, we put in numismatic product. There, we've had the fortune of having some pretty neat stuff coming through, and there's a slight possibility that I may have my own secret stash that I let certain customers buy out of. But we do hand select coins. We hand select the best of the best. We just sold someone, I don't know how many people know coins out there, but one of the most well-known pennies has been the 1909 SVDB. And what that means is the very first year of the Lincoln penny was 1909. The S means they minted it in San Francisco, and the first year of the penny, the new Lincoln penny that we still have today, or at least back in 1909, was a lot more beautiful than it is today. Today, the whole design's been smashed and ruined and disgusted. But the initial 1909 Lincoln penny was designed by Victor D. Brenner, a sculptor. And on the back at the bottom, he had his initials, VDB. And people said, oh, that's pretentious and arrogant. And so by the next year, they eliminated that and they moved him to a teeny weeny little spot you can't see. So the very first year, the 1909 SVDB, it started the second half of the year because they also made 1909 S Indian pennies that year. So it ended up being a low mintage. Enough is enough. So the bottom line is, I just sold one in Mint State 66, which is amazing. I mean, that's a super high grade penny. If you got a brand new roll of pennies from the bank today and you sent them into an independent third party grading service to have them graded, you would play a very hard time, even with brand new pennies in a bankroll now, to get MS66s. Part of it's because quality control's so low, but just the whole process to get one that age, MS66 with red color on it, which is what a new penny looks like, is phenomenal. And we sold that coin in today's market for a little over $6,000. And this is a penny that's over 100 years old that was graded MS66. That coin today is worth well over $6,000. And guess what it was worth 100 years ago? One penny. So that puts it into perspective, and you say, well, yeah, now it's worth $6,000, but if I buy it now, what's it going to be worth down the road? It's probably all tapped out. Well, not so. You go back a decade, and that coin in that grade was worth about $2,800, I suppose, roughly. You go back a decade before that, and that penny was worth about half of that. So that penny has proceeded to at least double in that condition every 10 years. And you might think, well, doubling my money every 10 years isn't that big of a deal. But it is, because it's 100% growth over 10 years. That's 10% a year. That's a pretty good deal. I mean, if you can get that out of anything else consistently with little risk, I want to know about it.
True Wealth is brought to you by Coins Plus. Coins Plus is located at 3201 North Division Street in Spokane, Washington, at the Clock Tower Building. Visit our website at coinsplus.com. You can call us locally in Spokane at 444-0044 or toll-free at 877-827-COIN. That's 877-827-2646. And now, back to True Wealth.
But I can tell you, folks, good quality hand-picked coins, they're a great, great asset. I've mentioned in the past the graph chart. There's an index. You know how you have the Dow index and the S&P 500 index? These are indexes that are supposed to tell you how the market's doing. Well, the problem, as I've mentioned numerous times, is the Dow and the S&P are completely artificial and manipulated beyond understanding. For example, they remove and replace stocks regularly. I discuss this. But the problem is they do it after the stock crashes. When you and I have already lost our money, they come back in and take it out and replace it, and then retroactive, they backdate the value so no one in the index ever sees any damage and they think everything's hunky-dory. The way they do it, hypothetically, you could have an index fund, and this happens to people all the time, and they try to explain it to people and people don't get it. And here's why. There's a couple different scenarios that make no sense. You can have an index fund, okay? So you take your money, you go to your stockbroker, please don't, or you will just, if you want to take money and go to a stockbroker, I have much better advice with what to do with your money. If you're going to go to a stockbroker, the better choice is to go to the bank, see if you can withdraw all your money in the form of cash, bring it home, and then put it in the toilet and then flush the toilet. And it'll be a lot quicker and a lot less painful in the long run because ultimately that's what's going to happen. The other problem with stocks and all this stuff, and I've thought about it, you know, all these people are chasing all these equities all the time. And I'll look at these people and they're just constantly trying to find that winner. Folks, you earn this money, okay? Say you put it in a 401k. And you hustle and you bustle. Say it's self-directed and you're fighting and you're doing really good. You're beating the market. You're going up here, up there, and you're making good money. You're going to owe 40 flipping percent of that in income tax. 40% out of your IRA. So if you put in 100 grand over your lifetime and it grows to 250 grand, you're going to owe 40% of that when you pull it out. You're going to owe 100,000 bucks before the game starts. Now, this doesn't count the fact that real inflation is eating your money up at the pace of about 7 or 8%. The way that works, the Consumer Price Index, which is how our government calculates inflation, which is how every bank determines what they pay on CDs and all this other stuff, it's an exclusionary index. It does not include food, transportation, real estate, or energy costs, which is you. If you're an average American, it's what you spend 85% of your disposable income on, okay? So what you live on is going up at 7 or 8% per year. So let's go back a decade. You've lost over half, almost, about half of the spending power of your money in about 11 years when you calculate real inflation, which you can get from shadow stats. So your $100,000 that grew to $250,000, let's say that happened over 10 years, okay? So what happened? You have $250,000, but technically your spending power is $125,000 based on the 10-year inflation rate. And that's just calculating a 7% rate of inflation on your real expenditures. If you're not so sure that that's accurate, you can do a little comparison on food, transportation, real estate, and energy costs. I have an in-law who runs a large trucking company, and he explained this exact thing to me. His cost to run trucks has gone wild. It's gone way over double in 10 years. And the market, because people are broke, isn't up, and the margins are so thin now that basically he says trucking companies are either folding or getting gobbled up by these huge conglomerates. So 7% drops your buying power in half. So you have $250,000 in an IRA, let's say you've been saving your life and working hard at it, and you got it up to 250 grand. IRAs are all pre-tax income. You've lost half your spending power. You got 125,000 left in spending power. Now, of that 250,000, you owe the 39.6% Obama tax, plus you owe another 3% investment tax to help pay for this Obamacare. So you owe about 43%. So roughly you owe a little over $100,000 on that $250,000. So if you think about it, what really happened is you lose over $100,000 in tax, which leaves you a little under $150,000. And out of that, you've lost half of your spending power, which leaves you $75,000 in real buying power. That's the problem with IRAs. That does not count the fact that like 86 or 7% of all Americans, there's a 10% penalty on an IRA until you're 59 and a half. 87% roughly of all Americans withdraw part or all of their IRA before the maturity date at 59 and a half.
True Wealth is brought to you by Coins Plus. Coins Plus is locally owned and operated and offers the Spokane area one of the nation's premier precious metals facilities. Coins Plus guarantees that you will not find more competitive pricing anywhere. Don't be fooled into mailing your valuable gold and jewelry into some unscrupulous TV infomercial. Coins Plus will always pay you the most for your gold. Whether buying, selling, or investing, Coins Plus is committed to honesty and integrity in every transaction. And now, back to True Wealth.
So our government relies on the taxation through inflation. An IRA is a confiscation method. And what the government also relies on is that 10% penalty from a lot of people. Then you get Nancy Pelosi, who wants to do a guaranteed retirement, government retirement account. What they really want to do, next time the market tanks hard, you're going to hear them crying again. They want it. They only want it when your money's way down and they know it should rebound. So keep your eyes open for the next tank, which they're predicting between June and September of this year. When the market's way down, all of a sudden here comes Uncle Sam to the rescue. They're going to act like your good friend and say, hey, aren't you sick of getting beat up? Let us take your money. Let us control it. Hey, we'll guarantee you inflation, okay? Well, that's their inflation, the 1% inflation, and they're going to make it seem like everything's good. So here's the deal. Your money drops by half with the crash. They say, let us have it. Well, they know that the market's going to have a natural rebound effect because they're going to infuse it with so much cash to keep it up. That's what they're doing with the QE, the quantitative easing. They're propping this stuff up so bad. They can't lose at any cost. They can't let it go. That's why I say it'll crash up. You're going to go broke while you watch your dollar rise. I mean, if you were in Weimar or the Weimar Republic in Germany, just because your car went from being worth 100 marks to 100 billion marks doesn't mean the value of your car went up. It means the value of the currency just tanked. Well, that's what they're going to do. That's what they've been doing. And we're in the hyper or exponential money creation phase now. There is no turning back, folks. I'm not doom and gloom in it. I'm talking good old-fashioned mathematics. And I realize they're like, well, you know, we're going to cut back quantitative easing by $10 billion a month. And it's like, we're like, yay, what a great big step in the right direction. No, we're not. They keep talking about it, folks. You haven't seen them do it once. Not once. They just keep lying and the market just gobbles up the lies and just, you know, the market's not great. It's been hanging at the same level now for what, a year? And they got everybody convinced it's so great. They pounded the Dow down to 7. It worked its way back up to 16. It's been floundering around 16 now, almost a year. And wow, we're doing so great. Not the case, folks. And with the government retirement account or the GRA or the confiscated account, whatever, they're going to bounce it, push it down like we saw a few years ago, like the 08-09 debacle, push it down to 7. Right then, the government tried then. They weren't ready. They're ready now. They got all this nationalized stuff going. They're going to take, they very potentially, highly likely, they could transfer all IRAs over for a number of reasons. They could prop the market up more, etc. Okay, so they're going to transfer it over. The market's down. Now they hold the money, just like they fleece the entire Social Security account. People don't realize there's not a penny left in there. So then they're going to hold on to it. Then they're going to artificially prop the market back up. They're only paying you 1% inflation, and lo and behold, the market goes up 100% in 3 years, just back to where it was. Where do you think that other 32% per year interest is going to go? Right into the government's pocket. And their attitude's going to be like, well, we're, as a government, we're your money managers. We're smarter than you. We have better buying power, more leverage. And so if we can pull that kind of a yield, it's just fine and dandy that we pocket that kind of profit. Not the case. If you were in the regular Dow and you got beat down to 7,000 and the market moved up, yes, you would not have realized near the profit of the index at all, because it's physically impossible because of the way I've discussed. It's an artificial index. They continuously remove and replace stocks. However, it would be reasonable to expect you to gain about half to 40% of the gains shown in the index. So if the index got pounded down to 7 and came back to 14 or 15, that's a 100% gain. You as an investor would probably make 40% over 3 years. Okay, that's 13.7% a year. But if the government's guaranteeing you 1.2%, that other 12% is going into their pocket. Sorry to get too confusing. Bottom line is, the government is on an expedited path to meddle and stick their fingers in every single aspect of your life until it's too late. They do all these things that violate your privacy. Obama comes out and says, hey, if you got nothing to hide, you got nothing to worry about. Right, until you do have something to hide, or until they tell you you're a criminal when you know you're not.
True Wealth is brought to you by Coins Plus. Coins Plus is the premier precious metals dealer in the entire Northwest. Since 9/11, the U.S. dollar has lost over 50% of its spending power, while gold and silver have increased in value by over 300%. Numerous experts predict gold and silver to increase by 3 to 500% over the next 3 to 5 years. Whether buying, selling, or investing, Coins Plus is committed to honesty and integrity in every transaction. And now, back to True Wealth.
Another thing I need to clarify on IRAs, I've had a lot of questions on this. A lot of people think if they have an IRA or a 401k out there, mostly 401ks, they're convinced that the only way to roll it over is to roll it out. In other words, they think the only choice they have is to pull out all their money and buy gold and take a tax hit. Not the case, folks. We do precious metals IRAs every day. We're dealing with them every single day. If you want to roll it over and just buy physical metals that are going to be held in phenomenally secure storage in a massive federal trust, you can do that as well. You have actually segregated metals if you want, in your own name, they're yours, your own little vault, whatever. You just can't take possession of the metal for obvious reasons. You could tell the government you have an IRA or 401k, meet all their pre-tax ripoff requirements, and then go blow it, and they'd have no leverage on you. The real gist of it is, once you're in the 401k, you're in trouble. If you're young and you've got 20 years till you're 59 and a half or 12 years or something, you know, give us a call. I'll talk to you about the options. There is a possibility of pulling it out, but at the same time, I can help you crunch the numbers and make decisions. The nice thing about pulling it out is you own the physical metal and then you realize gain over time. The taxes would be due in a little over a year now. The appreciation would pay for the taxes, but then after that, it's yours. It's off the grid, it's off the charts. It's your own privately held asset that will definitely grow over time tremendously, drastically. When you watch the metals too close on a day-to-day basis in the last few years, the market will confuse the tar out of you. You don't want to do that. You got to look at trends. Look at the deregulation of precious metals in 1971, 43 years ago. You look at the fact that they've averaged a gain of well over 50% per year, compounded probably 20%. Post 9/11 is another 13 years. In that period of time, we've averaged about the same, 20-some percent compounded, 40-some percent simple interest. That's what you're looking at. Oscillations, hard hits. Folks, this recent slam on the market, this is a massive, opportune buying window. This is insanity. You're going to look back. I'm telling you, I cannot tell you how many people, including myself, when metals were just roaring, saying, man, I wish I had more, wish I could buy. Wouldn't it be cool if it just took a tank? Well, it takes a tank, and then people step back and go, hey, wait a minute. What's up with the metals? Wasn't that what you wanted? Well, yeah, but not like that. I wanted to be ready to go. I wanted the metals to drop by 30% in 2 days. I wanted to step in and have them shoot back up another 30% in the next 2 days. Sorry, that's not how it works. It isn't quite that simple. So here's how it works. You can roll your 401k, you can roll your 503b, you can roll your IRA over to a precious metals IRA. It's very simple. We'll guide you. You fill out a couple forms online. You open an account. No cost to you. No obligation. Once the account's open, you have complete and total leverage and control. At any point, you can authorize transfer of funds into a money market or into any kind of market you want. You have the full gamut option of investment choices you want. Every stock option you could dream of and that you have wherever you're at, whatever. And then you can buy real estate, precious metals, whatever. Obviously, the precious metals make the most sense from a number of reasons. Once you have those precious metals, they're yours. If you want to cash out, you can take you at any time. You can take cash, you can take metals, you can take whatever you want. But it's quick, easy, very painless, very quick. We do it all the time, so it's just that simple. I just want to clarify, you can just roll straight out.
True Wealth is brought to you by Coins Plus. Coins Plus is the premier precious metals dealer in the entire Northwest. Since 9/11, the U.S. dollar has lost over 50% of its spending power, while gold and silver have increased in value by over 300%. Numerous experts predict gold and silver to increase by 3 to 500% over the next 3 to 5 years. Whether buying, selling, or investing, Coins Plus is committed to honesty and integrity in every transaction. And now, back to True Wealth.
Folks, with a little bit of time left, I should have covered this earlier. This Malaysian Flight 370, I've had a number of people ask me what I think. Done a lot of reading. There's two distinct theories. One, there's a pilot who did a nice job. If you look, I think first I read it on Wired Magazine. It said Flight 370, a pilot's view or a pilot's opinion or perspective. First of all, he makes a wonderful case for a massive cockpit fire that took out all the transponders and everything. They shot to 45,000 feet to try to deprive oxygen to put it out. The flight, you know, they died, they went into autopilot, and they shot through to the Indian Ocean till they're out of fuel and crashed. Very compelling. The other was a counterpoint. And then there was also this general I've heard speak a number of times, who is a naval avionics specialist. And he lays out too many doubts. And when you listen to him, he says, undoubtedly, this is some kind of a hijacking in this. And he really tears apart the other argument and two sides of the story. But he lays out the fact, and I've been believing this since the start, if it is a terrorist act, they're holding that plane. And in order to do this, you have to have a country on your side to help you hide a 777. There's no other way, period. And most likely, if this is the case, they're going to use it to pack it with you-know-what, serious explosives, and fly into Israel. Jerusalem is right on the border with Syria. They have very little control over Syria's airspace, and they would have little or no time to stop that plane from hitting, like, Jerusalem and creating mass devastation. That, you know, sounds insane. That could explain some of the biblical prophecy we don't get, like the rebuilding of the temple and things like this. The Bible's very clear that God uses our own enemies to punish us. And if this is a kidnapping or a hijacking, this is another case like 9/11, the perfect storm, where the path was laid. It was much too easy. There were no barriers. It was too good to be true. And if that's the case, it's another spiritual event, because you couldn't do all this that simple and that smoothly. Although incredible intelligence is available, you know, flight simulators, all kinds of scenario, quality control tests, software. There's software you can put in every variable you can fathom, and the software will run the odds and help you make decisions. It's very common in INME, in college, industrial and managemental engineering, extremely advanced software. So if this is the case, then Israel needs to be on high alert. The U.S. needs to be on high alert. And we could literally be days, weeks, or months away from the beginning of World War III and potentially Armageddon and everything else. We got Russia, the bear. We got China. We got all the players lining up. In America, the eagle is bowing out soon. We've been torn down by one of the worst leaders this nation's ever seen. We must prepare now. As I read in the last show, folks, Timothy, if anyone does not provide for his relatives and especially for his immediate family, he's denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. Proverbs, a prudent man foresees the danger ahead and takes precautions. The simpleton goes blindly on and suffers the consequences. Prepare now. Contact Coins Plus at 444-0044 or through our website at coinsplus.com. Thanks again for tuning in. Take care, God bless, and have a fantastic week.